Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 7, 2024, the Forced Labor Slows Porsche Edition. And we begin with that story from the Wall Street Journal, which reports that distribution market has been disrupted because the company used a blacklisted component. A transformer from China recently supplier banned over links to forced labor is delaying imports of Porsche and other luxury cars into the United States. It's a commonly used magnet component made by blacklisted Chinese companies who use forced labor. The tiny part was made by a company which was added to the blacklist by the U.S. Homeland Department. So the forced labor issue reaches the car market. Christy Grant Hart and I talked about this in a recent episode of Two Gurus Talk Compliance, so you can check it out there. Next up from the Financial Times, the SFO suffers another defeat as two former middlemen accused of bribing Saudi Arabian officials to secure lucrative defense contracts with the UK government were acquitted of corruption by a London jury in a long-running corruption trial. Two men had said that the UK government was complicit with this, so the jury apparently bought their argument. Next up, the SEC announced its climate reporting rules, and it significantly weakened them from what they originally proposed because they dropped the Scope 3 requirement. Interestingly, right-wing groups have already sued the SEC for even going as far as they went. So it just goes to show you can't please anyone anymore, ever. But there's still Scope 1 and Scope 2, so those reporting requirements will go into effect. And our final story comes to us from Bloomberg. There's a delicious trial going on around the music industry and some handwritten lyrics to Hotel California, where Don Henley led a suit to get them back. Well, he had his suit thrown out of court today for trial or discovery abuse and manipulating the prosecutor's office into bringing these charges. As a recovering trial lawyer, can I emphasize how damaging this is? And it wouldn't surprise me to see some sort of charges come out of this. But basically, Henley and his agent, Irv Asimov, apparently hid some 6,000 documents, texts, emails, and other information which should have gone to the defendant either in discovery or as part of a Brady motion. So case is thrown out. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.